Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finances, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Well, greetings, radio audience. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Health by Design Radio. And I am your host, Sarette Sands. And you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today, beloved. Well, it is so. I tell you, we are coming to you week by week. And we want to encourage you to take part in this radio broadcast, as well as the health movement sponsored by Alpha Health and Alpha Health and Nutrition RX. We will be coming to you today with some additional announcements and just to keep you informed. There's so many ways to connect and get involved. We also have the website where you can find most of the information, www.alphahealthrx.com. And today, and as a matter of fact, all this month, we have been speaking about breast cancer awareness, facts and information. And, of course, you know, telling you a little bit about what breast cancer is and screening for women, you know, with or without symptoms. And the fact that even though mammograms, there seems to be a little bit of controversy, they're still considered the best way to find breast cancer early. And when it is, it takes it earlier, they can make intervention. Sometimes, of course, when breast cancer starts, there are not enough symptoms, or there you can't feel it. You can do yourself a breast exam on a weekly basis, or as you know, prescribed by your doctor. And then, of course, most women who are between 50 to 74, they recommend a screening mammogram every 2 years. And if you're 40 to 49, you check with your doctor, and depending on what you think you might need. So we're going to go a little bit further to talk a little bit more about breast cancer and awareness. And there's some facts and some figures, some information that you would need to know, basically to become informed, to take authority, take control, and to just be able to, you know, we'll talk a little bit about breast cancer, you know, maybe an occurrence and you know, how it occurs, where some of the numbers and things like that, just briefly information, just to get you informed and aware and empowered. So we'll be right back. Well, when we come back from announcer, we'll give you a few announcements of what's happening.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back, radio listening audience. Just a few announcements. I want to let you know you can log on to www.alphahealthrx.com. Find out more information about our programs that we're offering, Health by Design Wellness Program, Detox and Cleansing Program, and the Fresh Start Program, giving you a Fresh Start Program. We also have many nutritional supplements and products that will be available to enhance your health. Let us know if you need health education or counseling. Seminars or conferences that you will need to be planned or will be planning some. Just keep informed, get, send us, go ahead and log on to the website and type in contact us and you know, how we can get in touch with you, submit your information and what you're looking for and how you want to connect, and at least give us your email address, because you'll be able to get your bi-monthly newsletter, and we'll keep up to date with your personal health information and news and health awareness, as well as what's happening in the community with regard to outreach and community happiness. Everything is designed with you in mind to better, so you can become more better health in all three dimensions, a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Of course, when we're dealing with your soul, we're dealing with your mind, lifting you up your mind. What scripture says, Romans 12, beloved above all things. In Romans 12, be transformed, not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so you need to be connected to what is going to be those things that are happening that are designed to give you a healthy spirit, soul, and body, your mind, will, and your emotions. You know, so we talk about those things. We have outreach events and programs and information. We have wonderful things that are going on in the community. We have the battered and abused women and girls. If you know someone that is needing that service or needing that information, that's under Abundant Life Health and Fitness Center, Dr. Stevens. We had that nice, it was like a silent auction and a informative meeting where we had someone come out from the Miramar Police Liaison Department for the Community Liaison, information on all we need to know as far as how to know the signs of abuse. And sometimes people don't even know that they're in an abusive situation unless they know the signs to watch for, and they stand that, and hopefully, unfortunately, sometimes people become victims, but hopefully not you and your family. So this is why we want to get information. So health information is available. Just give us a call as well. You also can have your own personal health coach, and we'll come out and speak to you and your group. We have also in this month's newsletter, we have information with regard to statistics and what you need to know about, for example, you know, 500 based on the breast cancer incident rates for a particular county. It's meaning that there will be 500 women diagnosed with breast cancer this year. So, you know, and we talk about the women and the age group that they need to be aware of getting their cancer, their screening. And again, it's breast cancer screening. It's nothing to be alarmed about. Just trying to go and exercise prevention. This next Saturday, we want you to come out to entering into the birthing chamber, a very nice large event that we have held for women only, but men are welcome. And it'll be held in West Palm Beach area. You can go on the website to get the information, or you can call us. But the event is going to be held in West Palm Beach, Florida. And it's at the Summit Commons Plaza. It's a free event. It's a birthing chamber, moving into a birthing room. So if you have dreams, you have visions, you have things that you want to be birthed out, you have your goals, you have your books, whatever it is that you are being, you're needing to. By the way, you can find this information as well. We do put this information on the Alpha Health on Facebook, and also in the events section of the website as well, www.alphahealthrx.com. Sign up for the nutrition classes that are coming up, free nutrition classes over with Abundant Life and Dr. Stevens, and information is also there. So again, we want to invite you to connect with us, get the newsletter, get the monthly newsletter, keep up to date. Join one of the health programs. A great one is the Nobody's at Wellness program. There's nothing really to do except for just get information, tons and tons of information. We're going, you know, promoting group, or, you know, a group could be up two people, but motivation two by two, so that we can motivate you through information, through resources, through our book of our health book of the month club that we're still getting the information out about. And the primary book that we're starting with is going to be Eat This and Live by Dr. Colbert. Join in now. And we thank you for listening for it. These are your announcements for today. And we want to go ahead and give you a little bit more information on breast cancer, what you need to know, and awareness. I'm going to come back and give you a quick prayer, and then we're going to tell you a little bit more about what you need to know as far as your health and prevention in the area of breast cancer. Thank you for listening. I am your host, Saret Saint.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back, our radio listening audience. Thank you for tuning in, Health by Design Radio Program. I'm your host, Saret Sands, and we're going to say a prayer, and we'll talk a little bit about breast cancer, maybe who's affected or by that, and women, you know, definitely, you know, living longer. Everyone is, you know, really early detection and treatment. And whatever your doctor prescribes and things like that, you know, we talked last week about your team, your holistic or health team, that if you were to get, if a person were to get a diagnosis of breast cancer, there is a team that is signed, or you'll be looking for your team that may consist of, you know, your surgeon, if necessary, your oncologist, or your primary care physician, if necessary, a plastic surgeon, or your nutritionist. And so, you know, a holistic team approach is what we will give you some information about as well. But keep in mind, you can listen back to the podcast as well, week by week. Father God, today we thank you for allowing us to come together on this broadcast, God, coming together unified, one heart, one mind, and just unified, God, to receive the information that you want to download to us with regard to our health and wellness and well-being, because you are Alpha and you're Omega, the beginning and the end. You're Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And for this wise, he came. And you sent your only son, Jesus, and Jesus came to save and seek that which was lost and to heal the brokenhearted and to bind the wounds and also to set the captive free. And we thank you today that freedom is available. He who the Son sets free is free indeed, and there's nothing holding them back. No more chains holding them back. No more chains of bondage. No financial bondage. No mental bondage. No spiritual bondage. Free in every area. Healthy in every area. Spirit, soul, and body. And we thank you, God, for your healing power, your healing virtue, coming through in this broadcast this morning and coming through and touching someone where they are. In Jesus' name, amen. A little bit of information. Who gets breast cancer? Sex, excluding cancers of the skin, breast cancer is, you know, breast cancer is the most common cancer among U.S. women, accounting for 29% of newly diagnosed cancer. Men are generally at low risk for developing breast cancer. However, they should report any changes in their breasts to their physicians. Age, breast cancer incidence and death rates generally increase with age. 79% of new cases and 88% of breast cancer deaths occur in women 50 years of age or older. The decrease in incidence rates that occurs in women 80 years of age and older may reflect lower rates of screening. And the detection of a cancer by mammograms before 80 years of age and sometimes, you know, if it's not detected before that age, then sometimes it may not be as detectable or there might not be as much screening. The woman living in the U.S. has a 12.3% or 1-in-8 lifetime risk of being diagnosed with breast cancer. In the 1970s, the lifetime risk of being diagnosed with breast cancer was 1 in 11. This increase in risk is due to lower life expectancy. as well as increases in breast cancer incidence due to part change to reproductive patterns, menopausal hormonal use, and a rise in prevalence of obesity, and increased detection through screening. So several different factors, increase in life expectancy, the reproductive patterns that have changed, there's hormones, that's like when women are going through menopause and they get maybe Premarin or Provera or different hormones that are prescribed to keep the signs of menopause or hot flashes and things like that. There is some risk. You have to discuss that with your physician. There's risk versus benefit. There is a slight risk of the hormones themselves maybe affecting the breast tissue and so forth. And that's what we're talking about, menopausal hormonal use. And, of course, talked about obesity, increase in obesity. We've been discussing that. We need to do every day, think of something, some way, somehow, where we can get more exercise in and eat more fruits and vegetables and less of the things that aren't healthy for us. And race and ethnicity. Breast cancer incidence rates are higher in non-Hispanic white women than in African-American women for most age group. However, African-American women have a higher incidence of rate before age 40. So if it's going to be, which like we've talked about the screening period, but, if you have a risk factor in your family, even though you're under 40, you might want to go ahead and be aware. You go to your doctor, your gynecologist or female doctor, then, have them maybe do a routine breast exam, start with that, sooner than later, and that way you can detect. Unfortunately, with African-American women, sometimes it occurs more earlier, and they may be more likely to die from breast cancer at every age. And so that's why in African-American women to be very sensitive to that, because overall in the population, but remember African-American women make up lower numbers in the overall population, but the incidence of being affected or mortality is greater. So not to be alarmed, but just to take proactive steps and be aware. African-American women have a lower rates of the ER plus the different types of breast cancer, based on the genes, and higher rates of ER negative breast cancer than white women. And so depending on what type of, sometimes based on the gene, a BRCA1, BRCA2 gene, and, I know there's a famous celebrity that decided to, and then she started a movement, maybe getting the breast removed before that the breast cancer occurred because of the high gene match and the history, positive history cancer in the family. And so we have different various incidents of the breast cancer, when it's occurred, and where it's occurring. And with regard to age, trends for invasive breast cancer by age at diagnosis are generally however, trends by age in diagnosis are, by race. We can look at race and age and do some comparisons. And so we talked about, we can break it down, but then we kind of talked about the fact that, by race, for example, among both African-American and white women, incidence rates of localized breast cancer increased through the 80s and the 90s. So we have seen some increase in the rates among both races. And I think, as we talked about before, that had something to do with also with lifestyle and as well, as maybe hormonal influences or taking earlier for hormone for menopausal reasons. Obesity and, risk of other disease states, diabetes and hypertension, those things that we can try to do, even if, there's another disease state, to try to work on doing things to get more fit for prevention. And so when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about nutrition and physical activity and cancer prevention. And we will be right back with that information.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Greetings, 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 and welcome back, Radio Listeners audience. I'm your host, Sarette Sands, and you know, God wants you whole in every area. And we're back, and in the last moments of the broadcast, we are going to go ahead and give you some information on prevention, nutrition, and physical activity for cancer prevention, and how you may best prevent breast cancer, and get the information that you need to share with your loved ones, and that way you can go ahead and be more proactive, and you can get a better outcome and be made whole. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about physical activity, diet, and some encouragement in terms of what are the American Cancer Society guidelines for nutrition and physical activity for cancer prevention. Physical activity, growing up, this suggests that women who get regular physical activity have a 10 to 20% lower risk of breast cancer as compared to women who are inactive. They have stronger evidence. And also postmenopausal and there's most, you know, postmenopausal, after menopause, there's evidence, and then premenopausal. But again, the activity, physical activity is important. A recent report from the Nurses Health Study of more than 95,000 women found that increases in physical activity after menopause lower breast cancer risk by 10%. The benefit may be due to the effects of physical activity on body mass. And, you know, we talked a little bit about that before, your BMI, which has to do, you know, your body mass, hormones, and energy balance. So exercise also helps to balance out your energy and your hormones. Diet. Numerous studies have examined the relationship between consumption, including fat, soy, dairy, meat, and fruits and vegetables, and breast cancer. There is not an inclusive conclusion, but a recent study, which included more than 20,000 breast cancer cases, concluded that they did not find a good association. Reducing dietary fat in postmenopausal women did not give a conclusive effect either, but however, it has to do with timing and the findings and a lot of different factors, because we do find overall in most any disease states, we have found that going towards a more of a Mediterranean or a fruit and vegetable lean vegetable diet, green vegetables and fruits and a lean diet will produce a better outcome when it comes to a better outcome when it comes to overall health and well-being. As such, let's conclude with the American Cancer Society guidelines for nutrition and physical activity for cancer prevention. And as we said, cancer, which we're talking about cancer in general, and we're not necessarily only these prevention measures are not with regard to breast cancer. Come right back from the break from announcer, and we'll give you those as we conclude the broadcast. Thank you for listening to Health by Design Radio. I'm your host, Sarette Sands.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back, radio audience. I am your host, Fred Sands. We'll be talking about breast cancer awareness and prevention and nutrition. And just want to give you a little bit more information as we round up the broadcast for this Saturday. Thank you for tuning in. Again, you know, just please get in touch with us so that we can connect and we can go on this health, this journey, this pathway together. The recommendations is, of course, you know, to achieve and maintain a healthy weight throughout life. Be as lean as possible throughout life without being underweight, of course. You know, I guess most, a lot of people are worried about being underweight, but just, you know, so long as you're not underweight, just go ahead and of course, you know, there's a number that you can shoot for based on your height, your weight, and all those things that for your age, there's a target number, which is your BMI number. But anyhow, we're not going to go along with that. Avoid excess weight gain at all ages. For those who are currently overweight or obese, which are two different things, you can be overweight. You don't have to necessarily be obese. It has to do with your BMI. So a lot of terms out there. Just be aware of what we're talking, what's being said, and how it even applies to you. Okay, losing even a small percentage of weight has health benefits and is a good place to start. Engage in regular physical activity and limit consumption of high-calorie foods and beverages as a key strategy for maintaining healthy weight. Adopt a physically active lifestyle. Adults should engage in at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity activity each week. And normally, ideally, three times a week. If you know, even if it's something as simple as walking 20 minutes a day, which is or three times a week, 20 minutes is good. Get the heart rate up. Get the cardiovascular cardio fitness. Children and adolescents also should be aware that they should engage in at least 1 hour of moderate to vigorous intensity activity each day, with vigorous intensity activity occurring at least 3 days each week. Limit sedentary behavior such as sitting and lying down. I know sometimes the kids are playing a lot of games and they're sitting and they're watching a lot of TV, but that's not encouraged. So get up and get moving. As I say, other forms of screen-based entertainment. And I think when you talk about screen-based entertainment, you know, maybe if they have an interactive game where, you know, a sports game that they're playing, you know, at least something, if they're going to be watching, sitting, you know, do some activity. Physical activity above usual activities, no matter what they are in their activity. And running out of time, but consume a healthy diet with emphasis on plant foods, choose foods and beverages that will help maintain an active lifestyle. Eat at least 2.5 cups of vegetables and fruits each day. You know, and there's also set up to, you know, 6 servings of fruits and vegetables, or as much as you can get in. I mean, the more the better. If you drink, you should limit alcohol consumption as well. And, of course, maintain a healthy weight throughout life. Well, listen, audience, we're so glad you tuned in. Health by Design Radio, give us a call at 954-292-4891 so we can connect. And, you know, God wants your hold in every area of your life. Until next week, bye-bye.
You're listening to Health. Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.